Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Living Astrology with Janet Hickox. Grab your cup of coffee or your tea, sit back, and let's chat about what is happening up in the stars above. That's what I named the show today. What's up in the stars this week? Because that's what we're here to talk about. Funny thing, it's Tuesday, so we have a short week, presumably. A short week that is jam-packed. How about if we do that? Jam-packed, but not necessarily the number of things that are happening. It's the quality of the things that are happening this particular week. So we'll want to talk about that as well. We are launching into the day, the week, in a void of course moon. And that started at 5:47 my time this morning. So 8:47 for those of you on the East Coast. We're in that void until, what was it, 2:28 p.m. this afternoon. That makes today a sluggish day to try to get things going, to start new things. Interesting juxtaposition, because in the Pleiadian Earth energy today, it's a new beginning, right? We start the one week, the one of the 13-day week, the new spiral of evolution or of consciousness. And so what is it that we're going to get ready to start? What can we start with when we are in the midst of a void of course moon? And I think you'll be interested to see how they dovetail quite nicely. As well, we're looking ahead to tomorrow's Mars turning retrograde. I'm not sure if looking forward to it is a good thing. But actually, in a way, I'm looking forward to that. And if all comes together well today, then I will have a Mars retrograde survival guide for all of you to be able to download tomorrow. Maybe even tonight, we shall see what happens here. And that'll help you get through. But I realize that Mars in retrograde is not such a bad thing, especially with those planets in Capricorn that he'll be squaring, and the exact square to Saturn that is activated pretty much this whole month. And that gives us some time to sort of look within, revisiting things, right? That's kind of the re-rease. That's what I like to say about the planets that turn retrograde. And as well, later in the week, Jupiter turns direct. So for about 4 days this week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday until it turns direct, we have six planets in retrograde. So again, that sends things to the slower side. So trying to get things going and put things out there is a little bit more difficult. And we'll talk a little bit more about what each of those things bring to us during the week as things go on. We'll have the sun playing the role to this week as well, in a trine with Jupiter and in an opposition to Neptune. And we'll talk about what that might mean for us this week as well. So hopefully you all had a wonderful 3-day weekend. I'm going to check in and see how everybody looks out there. Ursula, good morning. And J-Lo, grand rising. Asa, hello there. Mimi, good morning. And Leslie Zuber, good morning. Life is good. That's better than you were on Friday, Leslie, when you were slow and down or tired, I think you said. Augustina, good morning. And Christine Buckingham, hello. J-Lo says, woohoo, sending positive vibes for it. Courtney Menard, good morning to you. And J-Lo says, oh, wow, Courtney, I'm not sure what that was about. And good morning, Jennifer Peachy. So I had a very interesting 3 days. Well, if you count Friday too. So Friday, you may have, maybe you didn't, because sometimes I'm really good at hiding it. Friday during the morning show, I was so not here. I was off my rocker, if you will, as somehow just before I started the show on Friday morning, maybe I tweaked my neck or something when I was blow drying my hair. I don't know what happened, but the whole right side of my head was numb, or pressure, felt like I had pressure in my head, and my ear was ringing. And I mean, I was having so much trouble focusing on what I needed to say and to answer people's questions because I was so worried about what the heck was going on in my head. I mean, literally afterwards, I just was like, get the blood pressure cuff out, check my blood sugar. All those things were semi-normal for me and not particularly out of whack. So I wasn't having a stroke, which is where my mind went. And so I was like, what the heck? And then I talked to a couple of other people. They were also having something similar, migraines or things like that. And then I went, duh, moon in Aries rules the head, and the pressure in the head and the pressure in the ears and all of that might have been a result of that particular energy. So if I said anything out of whack to people on Friday, my apologies, mea culpa, as I just wasn't all the way here in the present or in my body because I was so worried about what the heck was going on in my head. The fact that I managed to stay on air for almost an hour was amazing to me because I was experiencing that for the whole time. And then let's see what else happened to me this weekend. 4:04 a.m. Saturday morning, I was awoken rudely by our fire alarm. We have a couple of different, you know, smoke alarms, smoke detectors. One that is wired directly into the ceiling and has batteries as a backup in case the power goes out. And that one is the one that started going off at 4:04. And I'm like, what the heck? House is on fire. It says fire, fire, fire. And my husband and I are like jumped up. We're looking around. We don't smell smoke. We don't see anything out of the ordinary. We walk outside. We're checking the outside. We're checking the inside. No fire. Turns out it was a defect in the smoke alarm, which we'd had for about a year. So that was weird. The batteries were good, which wouldn't have mattered anyway. But anyway, weird things, right? And I'm like, okay, what's the message here, angels? Because I'd been seeing consistently 4:44, 1:11, 4:44, 4:04. It was just, I don't know what, I haven't gotten to the message particularly yet, but I'm sure that somehow in my unconscious mind, I've got it. Then only to wake up yesterday morning to people at very early, 6:30 in the morning, already telling me my Instagram account had been attacked or hacked. And people were getting messages from me trying to get them to go to the Lions Club, signing up for a grant that was supposed to give you $100,000 or something like that. I'm like, wow, if only. So if you were someone who got that message from me from Instagram, it wasn't from me. It was a hacker who had not really hacked into my account, but cloned my name and my picture and started their own account with that information. So for a while yesterday, my Instagram account was down. Yesterday was the day I was taking off. I had great plans to just be off and be creative or do something fun. But on top of that, my scheduler had actually allowed a client to schedule for me on a day that I said I was on vacation. So it was just a weekend of mix-ups and craziness. And in the end, I had to laugh because that was all I could do. Just laugh, right? Happy that I was not sick, that it was just some other weird thing going on. Happy that my house was not on fire. Grateful that my house was not on fire. Oh, and then last night I wake up in the middle of the night. This time it was like 2 o'clock because I smelled a terrible smell in the house. It was awful. And the windows were all open because we'd had a hot day. And it turns out it was some odor from outside that was coming in that made me again get up and check around the house, check the fans and make sure they weren't overheating, and a weird series of things going on over the last few days. But I think the message for me is about getting real and getting in your body and really recognizing the body signals. Like in the body, I knew nothing was wrong. Even though my body was telling me some weird stuff, and even though my nose was telling me there's something wrong, and my ears are telling me that there's an alarm ringing, I knew unequivocally that things were okay. So I think the real message is for all of us to really pay attention, stay calm in the inner, even if the outer is chaos. And of course, it has been chaos through any way you shake it up. Things have been chaotic. But if we stay inside and we stay centered, we can get through the trying times, whether they be personal trying times or worldly or national trying times, right? We just have to take responsibility for where we are at all of that. So anyway, I hope some of you had better weekends than I actually did, even though, like I said, it really wasn't bad. It was just weird. You hit it very well. Christine says, glad it was only the moon in Aries. How they say the show must go on. I mean, I knew I had to go on, but for whatever reason, it was just a weird, weird feeling. Christine says, yikes, weird signs, Janet, glad all is well. You spoke about the five senses last video. Indeed, as the moon was transiting out of was getting ready over the weekend to move into Taurus, So we would have had the transition from Aries to Taurus. And then I also realized at that same period of time, and this is why if you know your own chart, you could always question what's happening, because I knew that the moon in later degrees of Aries was coming into a sextile with the sun in my chart and to a square with my natal Saturn. So I'm like, okay, there's something that, you know, a message that's coming into me personally, not necessarily something that is happening to me, if you can understand the difference there. Yes, my health is 100%. I mean, I even checked my blood pressure because that was my thought. I mean, my family has a series of heart attacks and I mean the history and strokes. So that's one of the first things I think about. But my blood pressure was like 139 over 80. It was not high. So I was like, okay, that's not it. And so I just kept checking off. That's not it. That's not it. That's not it. Finally, Asa was like, maybe it's just something going on, you know, in the energy. And yes, indeed, that's what it was. So hello, Loanne. It's good to see you. Pauline, good morning. And Debbie Tibbetts-Tumiel, good morning to you. And yeah. All right. So let's go back to talking about astrology then. So this morning with the moon in the void until later this afternoon, that means that we're getting ready to change signs. We are moving out of the moon in Taurus into the moon in Gemini. So the energy will shift significantly. So it's interesting, Taurus senses all weekend triggered, right? So the five senses. But we always have that sixth sense that's within us that's not necessarily ruled by Taurus, but that the five senses can help inform what the inner voice is sensing as well. So they work well together. Why else would we have these senses, right? They give us info about what's happening. Well, from that sensory energy into the mind energy now today with the moon in Gemini later. And with the moon in Gemini, we move from the more slower paced Taurus energy into the quicker paced Gemini energy. As Gemini rules motion and activity, the monkey mind, so our minds may start going 100 miles an hour or faster, and we may feel more restless, like we need to get up and down, move around, our thoughts, you know, moving from various topics. This is a time, awesome time for you, if you can, to relax the mind, get into something like a drive, right? Short trips are ruled by the moon in Gemini as well. Get in the car and take a short trip, right? Just sometimes driving and having to focus on something like the road in front of you can really help that mind to shut off for a bit. Gemini is also all about learning and teaching, but learning in particular as Gemini energy is about gathering information and more information and more information because they follow a stream of curiosity. It's what I always call pulling threads, right? Where I'm just like going from one thing to the other to the other. By the way, I found something this weekend. Actually, I didn't find it. I can't take credit for it. My son found something for me this weekend. And I don't know if any of you have heard of it. It's a political movement, so I'm only going to wax political for a moment here, called Unity 2020. And I was totally freaked out. A political movement called Unity 2020. I expected it to be Marianne Williamson based or something like that, and it totally was not. So if you guys are curious, and today's a day to be curious later on, go to Unity or do a Google search for Unity 2020. Take a look at it. I mean, it totally, you know, but energy that we're talking about as we get ready to move into the Aquarian age full on. This is something I think that can catch on, right? This idea of ranked voting. And I don't know all the ins and outs. I didn't get to finish my, you know, pulling of the threads, but check it out. Unity 2020. At least it's named something that sounds like somebody is out there trying to create a new pathway for us all out of the division and the polarization. And I'm not saying it's good or bad. I'm just saying, check it out, right? Follow your curiosity. And of course, the internet, a place that Gemini knows greatly, is fond of. So the internet part of the learning process. And isn't it interesting that today also the first day of school for a lot of the kids in the nation doing their schoolwork from home. And so it's weird not to hear the buses out there, and but knowing that kids are going to school this week, it's great. So communication, also a Gemini moon issue, where we can write and speak effectively, clearly, but we also have the potential for effective listening. And if you're talking all the time, you don't get to hear. And if you're listening, you'll really know what it is that you can speak to. So that's a triggered point at this for these next couple of days. And understanding different opinions, different ideas, different viewpoints is also a part of the communication skills from Gemini. Gemini also rules logic. Logic like cleverness, ingenuity, thinking in a variety of ways, right? Jumping from one kind of thought wave to a different thought wave, and also social skills. So being able to apply tact in their social skills, acceptance of others and others' viewpoints, enjoying the moment, being in this moment with that person and really enjoying that interaction and being sociable. As sociable as we can be at this moment. In relationship energy, Gemini rules siblings. So your brothers and your sisters, as well as your neighbors, as well as roommates, or even your old friends like schoolmates, college friends, etc. So those little sort of, you know, one step out relationships that we have that aren't our significant other, our parents, or our children, you know, one step beyond would be your siblings, right? And overall, the negative, right? We always talk about the spectrum of energies that are possible in any sign. And that means there's always the positive expression as well as the potential for the negative expression. And the potential for the negative expression here is an overactive mental mind, monkey mind, that creates anxiety, that can become excessive questioning. Why, who, what, why, when, where, why, how. And also nervousness, right? That feeling inside of just being nervous. Also indecision. Besides Libra, Gemini is probably one of those other, the next most indecisive sign, as we can again see many different thoughts, many different viewpoints, and it's hard to come down on just one, right? Health, hands, wrists, arms, shoulders, hay fever, the lungs, and breathing, right? It's funny because as a Gemini, and my sun in Gemini is hidden in the 12th house, I find myself sometimes holding my breath, or maybe not even holding my breath, it's just breathing really shallowly. So I have to remind myself to breathe deep. So maybe for the next few days, breathing deep can really help us to stay calm and cool and collected in some of the crazy experiences that might be happening in the world, a la Mars retrograde, and our nervous system also ruled by Gemini energy. So there we have the moon processes for the week. Let me take a look and see if people have questions or comments, things going on for them. My 16-year-old loves the box. Is that what that is? I can't, the snow? I can't tell what that is, J-Lo. I'm wondering if maybe Courtney lives in like Colorado or someplace like that where they were having snow, if you can believe that. While the West Coast is boiling, the Midwest or the mountain regions are getting snow. So J-Lo says, yes, I actually went through that part, Ursula. Okay, I'm missing comments here. Oh, Ursula, I did check with my doctor too, and after EKG and blood work, all is well. Oh dear, so Ursula was having something. She said, a few friends and I have also been having chest constriction around the heart and shallow breathing. I've been told it is part of the ascension process, maybe part of the mutation. Yes, Ursula, absolutely. The other thing is check in with yourself about what maybe precipitated that particular feeling. It's definitely part of the mutation and part of the high energy that is on the planet right now. And, you know, some of these big cycles of time are crescendoing, right? And we always knew that this part of the year was the one that was going to have the most unexpectedness about it. And I still don't know what all of that is going to bring to us. And whatever it is, I'm sure it's all right and perfect and right in the alignment with our ascension process. So it could very well be that. And I think a lot of that is showing you how sensitive we all are right now, that our bodies are really showing us how we might be caught up in that sensitivity and all of that. So it's thankful that everything is okay for you, Ursula. I can't imagine that having those fires all around you doesn't do much to help you be calm, you know, and all of the, it's like stress always in the moment protects you. But after the stressful moment is gone, that's when the body starts to show you the effects of that stress. So maybe it's partly that as well, but hopefully everything is all well and fine. And not that I'm saying that if you are out there feeling these kinds of symptoms that you're fine, because it's your own due diligence, your own knowing about your own body, and that should lead you forward, whether you take that to the doctor or a hospital, or whether you just act from your own knowingness. That is your job, right? So let's see. Monkey Mind Loanne says, now I get a bit of emotional. Now I get a bit emotional when I speak to certain people. I can assume their blockages I feel when they speak now. So I do take many moments taking deep breaths and telling myself it's not my feeling and coming back to me. Yay. Natasha, our heart energy fields are opening to love more is what I'm being told by Archangel Michael. That is truth as well. So whatever might lie in the way of bringing in more love may be what your heart is showing you as well. Or maybe it is just that energy of love pouring in that the heart is reacting to. And that may be very possible as well. All right. So let's take a look at some of the days of the week and what we can expect. So tomorrow is the 9th, Wednesday, September 9th. I've been looking at this day for almost 2 years now, as that is the day where Mars turns retrograde. It wouldn't be 2 years, maybe a year and a half. As I was writing about this particular year, of course, I was focused in on that. And the fact that that happens in the midst of five other planets that are in retrograde. So we add a sixth planet. And as you know, I also count the asteroids and things like Ceres and Eris and the Black Moon Lilith and all of those points and their retrograde there as well. So we have nine bodies retrograde, not just the six. So we have these extra asteroids or dwarf planets that are also creating that slowdown energy for us. And slowdown energy like that can also make things more intense on the inner planes, right? Because it's like stuck with you. And it's almost like glue, right? You're stuck with this energy and it's not leaving. So slowing down and asking, what is up with this? What does this mean? What do I need to look at? Those are all great questions as you go through a process of self-evaluation during the rest of this particular week, but even maybe on into the next 10 weeks while Mars is in retrograde, adding his energy. And oh, by the way, sometime during that period of time, Mercury is also going to go retrograde. It's like, okay, so we're doing a lot of inner work. We are doing a lot of change on that inner plane so that we can be ready for what comes next. That's how, if you keep looking at it like that, then you understand this isn't you being beat up by the universe or being, you know, things taken away, your toys taken from you. It is really a process of change and evolution that is doing its level best to keep you aware of what it is you personally need to do to get to where you want to go, right? That's the message. Also, as we look ahead this week, we have the sun in a trine, the same day that Mars turns retrograde, the sun in a trine to Jupiter. That adds a stroke of genius and luck to everything for that particular day. This is tomorrow. I keep thinking this is Monday, but it's not. It's Tuesday. So it's tomorrow's energy that really creates this pathway for us to be in the right place at the right time with the right people, perhaps, and the right opportunity, or to slow down at exactly the right time to catch whatever it is that you need to catch on to before you can move forward, right? So think of those kinds of transits sometimes as being your best friend, right? Really helping you to slow things down a bit. Now, let's see, on Friday, of course, we also, in between Mars turning retrograde and Jupiter turning direct on Saturday, we have the next square between the sun and the moon, right? We had the full moon about a week ago. And in fact, it was on the first and second. So by the 10th, we are in the first square or the last square before the new moon, which is our crisis of consciousness. So again, going inward, maybe slowing down enough to look inward and see what are the unconscious or subconscious blocks or energies that I'm dealing with. Memories too. That's another thing, another symptom, if you will, of that solar plexus mutation that we've been talking about, that memories coming up. Like you can't remember where you put your glasses or where's your glass of water. Where did I put them? But I can remember all of the details of that thing that happened to me 10 years ago or when I was a child. And that's happening for all of us too, because caught up in that memory are maybe things that you took with you into your adulthood or into your relationships or into the work that you do that are not serving you. So the memory being triggered is allowing you to let go of the emotional attachment that you might have to that grievance or that harm that was done to you, so that for forgiveness purposes. And it can also be that, you know, there's something that you, even though you thought you put it in the, you know, box marked past, that there's something that you're still attached to with it that you need to, you know, break with and or heal or love and accept about yourself and your experiences. So it's an interesting time for us to really be responsible about who we are, where we've been, where we're going, and all the things that we've participated in our lifetimes. So that good and the bad, right? Because it's all a part of who you are. And it is all very informative of what it is that you need to do in order to move forward. On Friday, we have the sun in an opposition to Neptune. That's an annual event that occurs when the sun is coming into that opposition point. Now the sun will be in Virgo, and the planet Neptune is in Pisces. So we have this opposition across the Pisces Virgo part of your chart. And wherever that is where you might succumb to be energized by this particular opposition. Succumb to illusion, succumbing to that victim energy and oh, woe is me energy. And then, or being very creative and finding new solutions to old problems, going in new directions. So it's a possibility that by being, you know, the sun represents the outer you, and Neptune in Pisces is really looking at and addressing the soul. So how are you expressing the truth of your soul while these two are, you know, pulling in opposite directions? And where might you have some work you have to do to ground in the energy of the imagination of what you dream about? What are your goals, and are you taking steps toward them, or are you just playing with them over here, right? Are they just hanging out? Or are they actually helping you? Are you doing something about them? So that'll be up on Friday. Jupiter turns direct on Saturday. Jupiter direct is always signaling a time where all of the learning on the inner planes and the growth and the evolution will now begin to be demonstrated in the outer plane, so in our outer world. So as we've grown and changed and evolved on the inner, now we're going to get to see that and apply everything that we've learned and integrated in the inner planes to the outer world. So all the different things since, what was it, late April, where Jupiter went into retrograde, are now able to bring us good fortune, success, optimism even, which is interesting. And that's an interesting place to be right now with the other planets in retrograde. So Jupiter restoring us perhaps to a bit of good news, right? A bit of the fortune and good luck shining back at us again, once more. And on Sunday, nothing big except the moon will be in Cancer over the weekend, which means, of course, we're going to have the opposition of the moon to the planets Saturn, Jupiter, and Pluto in the sign of Capricorn. So we have another opposition, kind of emotional. On one hand, the moon in a sign she rules, emotion. opposing those very taciturn energies in Capricorn. So having to look at the emotional field and make sure we're letting go, we're not reacting to things, that we're more in response to whatever it is that life is bringing us. Now, from a human design perspective, we are on the last day of the human design week today, and that means that we are looking at a change coming tomorrow into the gate 47 and the gate 22. We'll talk more deeply about that tomorrow, but we remember the gate 64 is where the sun has been, right, for this week, and opposite of the gate 64 is the gate 47. The gate 64 is the gate of confusion, right? So this last week we've been, and even through today, we've been sort of maybe mind muddled, as the more we tried to focus on the how of something, the less likely we were to be able to find the how. And the sun now going to be at the gate 47 is the gate of aha, or epiphany, revelation, right? Knowing. It has a very breakthrough sort of feel to it, but it can also be the source of that mind chatter that takes you into what we call stinking thinking. So we'll have that opportunity to take a look at what are our thinking patterns. Are they healthy? Are they supporting of where it is we're going, or are they not, right? And are these old patterns that are so worn out that we have to let go of them, right? So that might be coming up. And as well, the Earth will be at the gate 22, sitting with Neptune, right? So if the sun is in an opposition to Neptune, the Earth is in a conjunction to Neptune. And that's really bringing in your spiritual self at the gate 22. It is the heart and mind and soul all in alignment, if you will. But it's also moody energy, as the gate 22 is on the solar plexus. So we'll dig in a little bit deeper to how do we deal with that moodiness as it pops up in our field over the next week, beginning tomorrow. Let's see, as well, Mercury and Venus are changing gates today. Mercury is moving into the gate 18, which is on the spleen. It is giving us a foreshadow, if you will, of what happens later this month when the sun begins to move through those gates of the spleen, which, as you might be aware, or maybe you're not, are also doubling in our lives as fear gates or paralysis gates, places in a chart where we can become paralyzed. And the gate 18, Mercury may be delivering messages about where things are absolutely perfect right now. Right? Stop judging yourself. Stop berating yourself for things not being perfect, and allow yourself to just be in the moment and move forward without judging yourself or others, right? This is also sometimes pointed outward at other people. And then let's see, Venus has moved into, remember, she moved into Leo on Sunday and into the arms of the gate 31, which is a leadership gate. And about how democratic leadership, and I'm not calling it democratic because of the Democrat Party, that's not it, but democratic leadership, which is leadership by consensus, where we vote and we elect and we create a space for our leaders, right? The people speak, and through a vote or however that happens, and our leaders then are elected to that. It is where we, instead of believing that we have to barrel our way into some form of leadership, where we wait for the acknowledgement that says, we need you, right? We need you to step up to the plate. So it'll be an interesting place for Venus as we realign with Venus, with our values and our values of, you know, what constitutes a leader? What do we want in our leaders? And are there people out there that represent that for us that we can, you know, say, yes, I'm confident this person can lead. And again, leadership, right? Not by authoritarian means, not by dictatorship, not by communist or socialist means, but democratic leadership. So it'll be an interesting few days that Venus triggers that for us. Mars moving into retrograde. First of all, let me stop and pause. Let me take a breath here and see how everybody's doing. Questions or anything like that may have popped up. I forgot totally Aces out there. Question from Pauline. With so many planets going retrograde, what does it mean for us who have retrograde planets in our natal chart? So, Pauline, to answer your question, it is not that there are so many planets going retrograde, they are so many planets in retrograde. So this isn't something new. We've been dealing with this since April, and likely with your own planets, that if there are matches between the planets you have retrograde and the ones that are turning retrograde, it's probably a good time for you, right? That you have easier access because you're natally set up to look inward through the things that that sign or that planet represents. So it should be a pretty good time for you, right? You may feel a little bit at the end of these things when they start to change back to forward motion. You may feel like you're coming out of the clouds a bit, or you're coming out of maybe a self-imposed restriction or withdrawal, but not in a bad way, just, wow, the energy shifting. I can be more outward. I can be more expressive. Maybe I'm not so focused inwardly. So it's not a bad thing at all for people who have it retrograde. Those of you who don't have those planets natally retrograde might find it suddenly a shift, right? Whoa, what happened to all my action? It all went internal and it all quieted down for you to take some time to integrate and to self-evaluate and to look at what's going on in the inner world for you. So hopefully that helps you, Pauline. Andy girl, my south node is in Virgo and north node is in Pisces. So at some point then these planets, the sun and Neptune, let's see, where are they? Let's see here. The sun is at 16 degrees. Neptune, you're probably the easier one, 19. So by the day the sun is opposing Neptune, it'll be at 19 degrees. So look to see what degree of Pisces Virgo your nodes are sitting at, and you'll know whether there's an air of destiny around that particular day for you or not. You may have already had that sort of timing, and it may come afterwards, depending on, like I said, what degree that's happening in. It's not a bad thing at all. Unless, of course, and this isn't even bad, it's that if you haven't been focusing on your destiny and on your life purpose and what direction your life is revealing to you, then this may be a call for you to, you know, see that light and to move in that direction. And again, it also depends on so many other things. I was listening to a webinar this weekend as well. And, you know, periodically I'll do this. I will go to other astrologers' webinars. So I just see, okay, am I on the right track? Am I off? Is there something more, you know, rounded I can bring to all of you that I've you know, neglected to say? And he was also struggling because people, as soon as you hear Mars retrograde, or any of you, you hear like the sun opposing Neptune, and immediately if you're smart enough and you have enough experience that you've looked at your chart, you recognize where this is happening in your own chart, and it begins that process of inquiry. And as he said very eloquently, is that is one piece of the puzzle out of the whole context of the chart. So to really answer intelligently is very difficult with just that one piece, right? So sometimes I cannot answer you because there just isn't enough info that you've given me. And even if you have given it to me, I'm more visual. I need to see it in a chart. And that's why reading is very helpful, because then I'm attaching my visual to my intuitive and I can really understand that better, read that better for you. So in this case, what is it that's coming up for you, Andy girl? Because that's the best way for you to look at that. Where are you feeling tugged or pulled to move in a new direction? Or where is it becoming painfully obvious to you that you've been dependent on the past of doing things the way it worked in the past and it isn't working now? So, you know, do some of your own little investigative work as well on finding that out. Adrienne, good morning. And Asa, okay, good. Now let's go over to the Pleiadian Earth energy, because today is the one self-regulating. What does that mean to all of you? Think about that for a minute. If I put those two words together, it means that I'm the one that is regulating my behavior. I am the one that is regulating my thoughts. I am the one that is regulating my emotions. I am the one that is making the connections to these things that are happening to what has happened in my past. So self-regulating energy is very powerful for introspection, right? For being able to activate your own personal transformation. So for the next 13 days, that's where the focus of our umbrella energy, if you will, is taking us into applying self-regulation to everything else that we experience throughout this 13-day period. But we have to be willing to do what it takes to evolve, right? You could see it all you want, but if you continue to ignore it, or you continue to just keep doing things in the old way so that you can complain or bitch and moan about it, then self-regulating could be very harsh on you as you find yourself in a position of not being able to keep doing things the way that you've always been doing it, that suddenly you might realize this has been on wash, rinse, and repeat, and that you're not moving anywhere, right? The same things are happening over and over again. And what is it then that you need to self-regulate in order to break up that pattern? This is all about self-inquiry as well, right? So we have to eliminate from our lives those things that don't resonate with us anymore. If you're having the same relationship issue, if you're having the same financial issue, the same health issue, the same job issue, the same career profession problem, the same problem trying to discover what your goals are or what your dream is, or having any number, I'm trying to go through each of the houses as I'm thinking about this, then it's up to you, right? You have to do the work. You have to eliminate what doesn't stand in the light of truth anymore and be able to move forward. Releasing judgment and criticism of yourself in the process. It's not you being bad. It's not you being wrong. It's just, wow, I got caught up in this pattern and I see it. And I'm so ready to let that go. Show me what I need to do next. It is a time for you to release judgment and criticism of other people and of the outer world, of what's happening in the outer world. Now, the one energy is the energy for the universe. It's a universal energy. So everybody's experiencing this energy during this period of time. And the one is about new beginnings, right? It's about initiating something. Interesting, it's out of time with the new moon. So perhaps there's something that we can understand here, that sometimes that evolutionary momentum starts at not necessarily in timing with the moon, right? Maybe it begins from something else. But this is initiation that comes directly from source, that is impulsed to you from on high, from the galactic center, if you will, from the cosmos, from God, from source, whatever you want to, you know, call it, from your inner self, right? It creates the opportunity for new thoughts and ideas to be born. It is filled with possibility. Right? Possibility and intention. But that comes from having an open mind and an open heart and being able to just say, what more is possible, right? Faced with an opposition or faced with some kind of issue, what more is possible? I tell you, yesterday when I found out I had been hacked with Instagram, I had this immediate reaction to that. And I went, whoa, 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 back it up. I took care to answer everybody's concerns. But also I realized that this was sort of out of my control, right? I did my due diligence. I contacted Instagram. I let people know that there had been a problem, not to answer, you know, whatever it was that had happened. But then I had to find myself in a quandary because my emotional self had been triggered, right? I was triggered. And I had to release my ability to do anything because I'd done everything that I could do. It was in the hands of Instagram or the powers that be. And I just had to step back and get involved in the other things that I wanted to for the day. That was a huge step, right? That's a huge step in all of our lives when we realize that, you know, we're not in the controlling seat in this. We can do what we can do. And then all I could do was say, what more is possible? Right? What is the pathway that's opening up to me in this instance that I don't see because I'm too into it? If I just step back and let it go, what more can be made of it? What more can happen? What more is possible? So that's a great energy to remember, a great statement to remember during this next 13-day period of time. Anything and everything is possible, right? Anything and everything is possible. But it all is about what it is you're focused on, right? If your mind is focused in the gate 47, focused of stinking thinking, then that's what you're going to get more of, right? And if your mind is caught up in the things you do not want to happen, then that is what you're really going to get, because your focus is on the things you don't want. So it really reminds us to stay focused on what we want, on what is true for us, what makes us feel good. And also, that is what you're likely going to be manifesting over these next 13 days. So, by the way, in the Mayan calendar, that was the energy of Etznop. And Etznop represented sort of the karmic mirror, where we look in the mirror and we look at what it is we're seeing. And if we didn't like what we're seeing, the only thing that we can do is change for ourselves. We can't fall, we do not want to fall victim to anything or blame anyone else or any outside thing for causing it for us. And taking responsibility is basically what that energy is all about. And yet using that energy as a way to move forward, right? To see in the mirror, right? To see what's really happening between you and another person or you and this issue is awesome, right? And then you can step back from that and work with it. So the karmic mirror, although it was the representation, I think, of the flint, the obsidian knife, right? There's an obsidian knife, I think, that is in one of the symbols that helps you to understand that obsidian is, number one, it's black and it's got a reflective quality to it, so you can see yourself in it, and the energy of black to be able to help release negativity, and the knife helps you to surgically remove those things that are no longer serving you. So it's got a lot of different symbologies around it. So that's the beginning of our new week. I think it's an awesome week that way when we look at it, to see that self-regulating energy is really about releasing ourselves from anything old, right? But taking responsibility for it as well. All right, questions or comments? And then I'm going to pull a couple of cards. Thank you, J-Lo, for the reminder. She says, please take a moment and hit the like button, the thumbs up button, and show some love for the information. Thank you very much. Also, if you haven't yet done it, please subscribe. I'm almost to 500. That means I'll be halfway to the 1,000 goal. It's amazing. It's an amazing journey that I've been on with social media, for sure. Sylvester, it's awesome to see you out there today. I love how you speak, Janet. Thank you very much. Hashtag speak the truth. I don't know how to work hashtags really, but maybe that's something I need to focus on as well. And Sylvester, I thought I saw another comment up here. Sylvester saying hello to J-Lo. There was that. Grand Rising 1111. Ooh, see, you're seeing numbers too. Okay, so I don't think I missed any other very important comments. If I did, Asa, would you please make sure you let me know? I don't see any others. Perfect. Okay. I think what I want to do now, because I'm done passing on the information, let's draw a couple of cards. I want some suggestions. So some suggestions out there on cards to draw for the collective. I have the angel guide cards, which I'm loving. We have the dog pack cards, which I'm loving. I have galactic heritage, dragons, wisdom of the oracle. God knows what else I have. Another new one called the Oracle of the Seven Energies by Colette Baron Reed. So give me some suggestions. I also have the spirit animals, which we sometimes like to pull. Dude, what did I do with those? My goddess cards. I have them all moved. It's just been a crazy weekend, really. Mayan cards. So tell me. And I don't want to do one from each because that's just too many. Give me the three cards decks that you would like me to pull cards for the collective. Asa, tell me what they are. Dragon for that Mars retrograde. That makes absolute sense to me, J-Lo. Thank you. And Sylvester says, may I have a card? Your choice. Absolutely. And let's see. Thank you very much, Christine, for already doing that. Dragons, Loanne says. Dog pack, Christine says. So there's two. And explain Grand Rising 1111, please. And Angel. Okay, we got the three. Awesome. Thank you, Courtney. Grand Rising 1111 is just Grand Rising is like a salutation. Good morning. Hello. Here I am. Nice to see you. That kind of thing. Right. So it's just a greeting, if you will. But what he's saying about the 1111 is if you're on the East Coast right now, well, at 8:11 my time this morning, it was 1111. And that was a time he noted on the clock, perhaps. And he was joining the group that at that particular time. It is an angel number. And 1111 is usually something about new beginnings, a portal. Maybe Natasha, you could speak to that since you deal with the angels or anybody else out there who has any wisdom around 1111 and maybe explain that a little bit more. And I don't want to get into personal readings. So I am going to do one for Sylvester and I'm going to do one for Andy. That's it. That's a personal cards, but I'm going to pull these three for the collective. So let's pull a dragon for the collective first. I think that's a perfect idea to draw a dragon who are fire. You know, they're sort of represented by fire. Although there are different dragons that represent different elements. So J-Lo says right ear is ringing. Ooh, someone's speaking to you. Oh, look at this. Kuan Yin's pink dragon is our dragon. That ought to quench the fire. It says, brings firm love that resets your karmic balance. See all your cords dissolved by transcendent love. Enjoy your freedom. Look for the divine around you. Look at that, the pink dragon. Pink dragon, Kuan Yin's pink dragon. All right, so let's read about that. No, you know what? I'm going to draw all the cards first. So we've got pink dragon, and then I'll do them in a story. Do it like a story. And so Kuan Yin's pink dragon is going to lead us to the dog pack. And this is for the collective, for Mars retrograde. And we get Pomeranian confident. Isn't that pretty? I love the colors. It kind of matches my scarf that I'm wearing this morning. Pomeranian, confident, all right? I think that's a good card. And then let's have an angel card to go with that. That deck doesn't want to come apart this morning. I got to tell you, I was relying on angels and angel cards this weekend. Asa, dragon, dogs, angel, thank you. And then I'll go back and see. I forgot what card Sylvester said he wanted. And for Andy Girl, what deck? I think she said my choice. Now we got this on Friday. Now that's interesting, right? When you start seeing double cards coming up in an early use of a deck. And it is Mother, Father, God. Balancing the yin and the yang. Okay, so what's our story? Let me see if I can turn these around so everybody can see them. And I think I just put them in backwards order. But these are our three cards. Okay, Janet, there we go. So we have the... we have Kuan Yin's pink dragon. We have the Pomeranian, which speaks to confidence. And then we have Mother, Father, God. Let's see what our story looks like. I just did that backwards. So Kuan Yin, a bodhisattva, who is not quite a god, but is a bodhisattva, which means she was elevated through her own evolution. And page 46, she is a fifth dimension dragon. Okay. So here's about the dragon first, and then we'll get the guidance from the dragon. So Kuan Yin was a great and revered dragon master who lived for 2,000 years in China. Her fifth dimensional pink dragons created special portals for her so that she could go through them and rest in higher planes. This is how she was able to maintain a physical body for such a long period. Kuan Yin's dragons are the most beautiful pale pink color, the luminous pink of the sacral chakra. They will pour their transcendent love into any cords that tie us to the other, to others. Oh my Lord. Whether from this life or any other, in any dimension or plane of existence, dissolving all karma under the law of grace. Here's our guidance. Choosing this card offers you an opportunity to heal all your relationships, including those from past lives that you may be unaware of. Ask Kuan Yin's beautiful pale pink dragons to dissolve the cords that still tie you to others and sit quietly while they do so. You may sense or feel them releasing you completely. Take a moment to feel the freedom that this offers you. These great-hearted dragons will then help you to see with eyes of love. Look for the divine in everyone and be aware of all situations from a higher understanding, knowing that Kuan Yin's gentle pink dragons are by your side. These gracious dragons will enable you to entrench your... Let me rephrase that. These gracious dragons will enable you to enrich your relationships and transform your friendships. They will help you to treat all people with greater respect, care, and love than ever before. Remember to thank them for enhancing your life. Lovely, even though I couldn't get my tongue to work right. The dog pack, Pomeranian. Cutie, confident. Let's see what that message is all about. When you are self-confident, you know that you have whatever it takes to get the job done. It's time to speak up for yourself and let others know where you stand. Because you are so confident in yourself, you don't really care what others think about you. Not needing the validation of others in order to like yourself gives you the ability to take risks. Because you have the tendency to be impulsive and say whatever is on your mind, people can misunderstand your intention and become offended. So keep it in check. Tap into your great sense of humor and quick wit and remember to keep it light and fun. It's a time to be social and get out of the house. So go have fun and connect with others. That sounds very Gemini-like, doesn't it? Moon in Gemini. Pomeranian advice says the product of self-acceptance is confidence. Love that. Love that. So yeah, the idea of love and confidence. And then our angel card is the mother, father, God. And let's see, there's the book. And these are all for the collective we're doing right now, right? Mother, father, God is, I like this deck, this book, because this is the newest one by Kyle Gray. By the way, the mystery was solved. Debbie Tibbetts Tumiel sent me these cards. Thank you very much, Debbie. She knows I love card decks, and this was a new one that was just released, and I had no idea. So Mother, Father, God, here is our message. You are connected to the power of creation at this time. Your spiritual parent is enveloping you in their incredible love and filling you with divine energy and inspiration to help you move forward. This card is a message directly from the heart of God. It is telling you that you are significant and precious. You are loved beyond measure, and the Creator power is proud of you. You are being encouraged to have faith and know that anything is possible for you. No matter what you may be going through, you are always connected to the source of creation. Your angel guide is encouraging you to remember this now. And here's the extended message. This card is one of healing and wholeness. Whatever stories you may have heard about God being judgmental must be washed away. Divine energy could never hold a grudge against you, for you are an extension of its love. The power and presence of the Creator are not only with you, but within you. If you have ever felt that you aren't good enough, or that you are being judged, or that you haven't been the best you can be, know that you are forgiven. Angels are with you today to help create a healing wave between you and your divine parent. This card also brings the possibility of parental healing. If you would like to clear up difficult energies between you and your parents or ancestry, know that angels are ready to help. They are guiding you to see the world through the eyes of Mother, Father, God, and to remember that love can heal anything. Whoa, right? Okay, so let's see. Let me make sure all these cards get back to where they belong. And let's see. I saw messages popping up here. Andy says, my choice. And Sylvester wants Woto. Okay, Sylvester, let me get the Woto out. And building blocks. Card number 28, building blocks. So that's a 10, which is a 1. So the building blocks may be something new that you're building, something that you need to put the foundation works to. Let's see what that card says. And Building Blocks 28. Make sure the right book. All right, the essential meaning, and by the way, it was right side up. And the essential meaning, strong foundations, a beautiful work in progress, the Oracle's message. You have everything you need to cultivate an extraordinary life. This is a time when your focus needs to be on the foundations you build upon. Your work, your relationships, and your very being are underwritten by your values, ethics, morals, and core beliefs. Are they still true for you? Will they stand the test of time and serve as the solid grounding upon which you construct your life? Now you are making changes that will affect everything in a positive way. Your destiny is truly a remarkable and beautiful design. Love that, right? Doesn't that sound good? And Andy, I'm going to pull an angel card for you. That seems the likely card, right? I was thinking that even before I knew that you wanted me to choose. I'm like, angel sounds like a good one for her. And you get angelic protection. Here's the card. Angelic protection, right? That looks like maybe a Archangel Michael character with his shield and his sword. Let's see what that means. Angelic protection. Okay. A brilliant light of protection is around you at this time. Angels are guiding and guarding you and want you to know that you are safe. Whether you're feeling worried about physical, emotional, or spiritual harm or not, this card is confirming that you have spiritual protection. Your angel guide is supporting you and leading you toward positive experiences and outcomes. If you have decisions to make or opportunities to take and you are unsure what to do, know that this card is bringing you comfort and support. The angels who are with you only need a prayer from you in order to swoop in and guide you. Here's your extended message. You are protected. The worst is now behind you, and you are ready to move beyond the challenges that you have been facing. The past is gone, and your angel guide is encouraging you to let it go. If traumatic or painful memories have revisited you recently, know that they are opportunities to recognize how far you have come and to acknowledge how much healing has taken place in your life. When you have reflected on these shifts, leave the past behind and move forward. The present is only a gift if you are able to receive it. If you are facing the unknown at this time, know that your angel guide will show you the next steps, and you will be surrounded by a spiritual force field that will protect you on all levels as you move forward. Oh, I love that. Just gotta love that, right? Angelic protection. And by the way, for those of you who did not get personal card readings today, as we are all connected energetically, this might also mean something for you as well. Especially since, you know, I drew my own card this weekend and this was one of them. So there we go. All right. Last comments, questions before I leave for the day. Beautiful cards. Loanne says, Natasha, sorry, 1111 is the direct connection between us and our beliefs. The main thing is what we think is magnified by 1000. I always pray for healing around our world. Awesome. And Andy, oh, so point on. Thank you much, Janet. I almost call myself Jennifer. That is so weird. Sylvester, angel card for an angel and all of that. Okay, guys, I don't see anything else I need to address. So that is it for me today. I hope you all have a blessed day, and I'll see you tomorrow when we're going to dig in a little more to Mars retrograde. I'm going to kind of give you a survival guide. Not that you need one, because, you know, you're not going to die over this, but how do we get through some trying times, right? Could be for any transit. All right. I will see you all tomorrow morning.